我们现在进入第五章连接词，我们学到这边已经学完了第一个主词，也就是人的头；第二个动词就是人的身体，而主词跟动词中间有一个脖子，就是助动词；然后四肢、受词补语，以及穿上一件衣服的形容词、副词，用来加油添醋。所以一个人完整的学完之后，如果我们要把一个人跟另外一个人，也就是两个句子联合在一起，就像两个人手牵手站在一起，这中间就要有一个连接词。我们来学习下去。I look like a mother. I look like a mother. 我长得像妈妈。My brother looks like a father. My brother looks like a father. 我的弟弟长得像爸爸。我们把两个句子并在一起，中间加一个 and。 I look like a mother, and my brother looks like father. I look like a mother, and my brother looks like a father. 所以 and 就像一根绳子，把这两个句子合在一起。那么这种绳子就是这种连接词，还有什么呢？我们继续看下一个例子。 Jen plays the piano. Jen plays the piano. 珍在弹钢琴。 Jackplays the violin. Jack plays the violin. 杰克在拉小提琴。我们把这两个句子并在一起，但是我们要表达一种但是，相反的语气。 Jan plays the piano, but Jack plays the violin. Jan plays the piano, but Jack plays the violin. 所以中间的 but 就是连接词。我们再看一个 so 的例子。 Mary eats much cake and candy.Mary eats much cake and candy. 玛丽吃很多蛋糕和糖果。这中间我们看到个 and， and 连接 cake 跟 candy 这两个名词，所以 and 是可以连接两个字词的连接词，也可以是刚才连接两个句子的连接词。She is very fat. She is very fat. Mary eats much cake and candy. 玛丽吃很多蛋糕和糖果。She is very fat. She is very fat. 她很胖，所以这两个句子就有因果关系。我们就加一个 so. Mary eats much cake and candy. So she is very fat. Mary eats much cake and candy. So she is very fat. 这个 so 就是所以结果的意思。我们在英文当中常用的连接词就是刚才介绍的 and， 表示前后两句意思相关。But表示后面这句跟前面的意思是相反的、相对的。那么如果表达两个句子有因为结果的关系，就是 so。我们再试试看。I like English, and my brother likes math. I like English, and my brother likes math. I like English, but my brother hates English. I like English, but my brother hates English.I like English, so I always study English. I like English, so I always study English.